whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning. I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. For those who follow Christ, there's a turning point when old things pass away and all things become new. A principle throughout Scripture is that the believers should take time to remember the state we were in before Christ and be thankful for the freedom Christ has provided. We began the last episode looking at an Old Testament command to God's children, found in Deuteronomy 15. Pastor Holland continues in this passage as we conclude the message, Thou Shalt Remember.
Go back to verse number 15, and God, we read that he said, Thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee, therefore I command thee this thing to the day. Now of all the things that Moses tells the children of Israel to remember, the first thing he tells them to remember is where they were. They were bondmen in the land of Egypt. Four of those six times he told them to remember that they were bondmen. Now the word bondman, it means that they were slaves. But the key to the last thing that he said is thou hast redeemed thee. I'm glad today I'm not a slave anymore. I tell you, I'm not a slave to sin, but Jesus has redeemed me by his marvelous grace. In Deuteronomy 16 in verse number 12, Moses said, And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. In Deuteronomy 24:18, Moses said, But thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence, therefore I command thee to do this thing. We find here that there are two things Moses wanted them to never forget. He wanted them to never forget that they were bondmen. The second thing he wanted them to never forget is that they had been redeemed by the Lord. And I'm glad today that we all have been redeemed by the Lord. But I go back in my mind and remember where I used to be. I do not believe that we ought to dwell on it, and I don't believe we ought to promote it or brag about it or think about all the bad things we did. But truly today, the first thing I noticed in my life when I was a bondman or I was a slave was my grievous condition. I was in a grievous condition without the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, what is taking place here? The children of Israel are there observing the sabbatical year, and there was times during that time when a person could pay his debt by selling themselves or their children in order that they might pay the debt. Now, in doing that, they became a slave to whoever purchased them, and they would be a slave, and they would serve that person for 6 years. On the seventh year, the sabbatical year, they would be released and they would be freed from their debt. The debt would be paid and they would be redeemed. It kind of reminds me of what happened to you and I. We were sinners and we were on our way to hell. We were grievous in our condition. But thank God today, I'm glad that even though I was a slave, I'm glad the day came when I was redeemed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you've never been born again, you're a slave to the sin of this world. And I tell you, you need to be redeemed in order that you might be free from that. The word servant means slave, and Jesus is describing men and women being slaves to sin. He was speaking of how sin enslaves people. Can I tell you today, the biggest enemy we got today is spelled with three letters, S-I-N. Sin, as we've said many times, I've quoted Randy Ray, he's the one I believe the first to say it. Sin will take you further than you want to go, it'll keep you longer than you want to stay, and it'll cost you more than you want to pay, because literally it will enslave your life and you will become a slave to sin. On the night they were freed from bondage, God said to them in Exodus 12:14, He said, In this day shall you be unto you a memorial, and you shall keep it a feast to the Lord throughout your generations. You shall keep it a feast by the ordinance forever. To see that they would never forget, God established an annual observance of the Passover. He said, Don't ever forget what I've done for you when I've redeemed you from this place. On September the 22nd, 1862, President Abraham Lincoln issued a proclamation that is known as the Emancipation Proclamation. In that proclamation are the words, And by virtue of the power and the purpose aforesaid, I do order and declare that all persons held as slaves within said designated states and parts of states are henceforth shall be free. Moses said, remember that thou was a bondman. The second thing I want you to see today, I want you to remember that God has perpetually sustained us. Thank God He freed me, but now that I'm free, He sustains me. I tell you what today, but my God shall supply all your needs according to His riches and glory. If you have your Bibles and you want to turn there, feel free to do so. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse number 2. The Bible said, and thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep His commandments or no. Moses is recounting the faithfulness of God in sustaining the children of Israel for 40 years as they wandered in the wilderness. I'm going to tell you today, I do not understand how, well I do because He was God. But if you can imagine the number of Israelites they were, it would be hard for you to fathom that God would provide their need every day. But you know what Jesus said in Hebrews 13:5? He said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Aren't you glad this morning that He said He would never lead us? As we look back, I want you to know today, God has never failed me one time. I want you to understand, I've messed up and I've done things against God, but I'm going to tell you, God has never done nothing against me that was not for my good and my benefit, because He sustained me. He's never forsaken me. And I tell you, I'm glad today for the years that I've been able to serve Him, but I have the assurance to know that He's going to go with me to my grave. Because He promised me He would give me all I needed. The first thing I want you to notice is God led them. The children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. Literally, I know Moses was their leader. But Moses depended on God. So He told them, He said, now, I want you to remember all the way in which the Lord thy God led thee. Can I tell you today, God never leads people contrary to His purpose. God always has a purpose and a plan. I tell you, a lot of times, I'll be honest with you, I've been kind of scurrying around at the last minutes to get a plan together, and probably you have too. But I don't believe He's ever got caught short of not having a plan. I believe God has a plan and purpose for our life, and He led the children of Israel. We look back over our lives, we may not know the reason why all this happens. But one thing we can be sure of, if we're following the Lord, if we're seeking His path, if we're doing what He wants us to do, He is going to lead us in the way that He'd have us to go. And friend, today one of the most important things is to be sure that you're following His leading. Be sure that you're listening to His voice and that you're doing what He says. Not only did God lead them, but God fed them. In Deuteronomy 8:3, we read, and He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and He fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know. Why? Listen. That He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. You'll find that in the New Testament, by the way. It was a quote from the Old. Friend, I want you to know today, Jesus strengthens us through it all. And no matter what, as we remember how God perpetually sustained us, We have much reason today to say thank you. I tell you today, God gives us the things we need, and we ought to thank God for it and be thankful that He does give it to us. But we ought to be grateful. Third and lastly, we need to remember, thou shalt remember, not only did God save us and God sustains us, but God has powerfully strengthened us. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18, here He said, but thou shalt remember thy Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth power to thee to get wealth, that He may establish His covenant, which He sware unto thy fathers, as it is this day. The word wealth speaks of more than money and possessions. The word force and speaks of power and strength of an army. Here's Moses preparing them to enter into the land of Canaan. He wanted them to understand that conquering the land would not be in their strength alone. And by the way, there's nothing we do in life that's going to be in our strength. It all has to be in God's strength. The first thing we notice about these words is a guarded life. There would be many an enemy today to face and to battle to be fought. The secret to overcoming the enemy is being victorious in the battle would be the Lord. He would be the one that would keep thee from failure. He's the one that would sustain thee. He would be the one to strengthen you. That's why we named our church Victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a world seeking to pull us away from God. our flesh, our fleshly desires. And by the way, the world has more today than it's ever had before to turn our heads away from Him. But I tell you, we need to live a guarded life because we're fighting a spiritual warfare. The Bible said we need to put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And truly today, each and every one of us needs to understand we can be strengthened through a guarded life. Again, I stress that verse, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I've talked to people before and they say, "Preacher, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I just can't do it." And I say, "Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. You can't do it on your own, but through Christ, you can do whatever needs to be done to get you to the place that you needed to get." The last thing is a girded life. The strength we receive from God not only keeps us from failure, but it keeps us faithful. I'm going to tell you, I look out today and I see some of you folks say, "Y'all been so faithful." I tell you, faithful week in, week out, service in, service out. I'm telling you, just faithfulness. And I'm glad today the reason is because I believe God's give you the strength in order that you remain faithful. In Ephesians 6:10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." The secret to being strong in the Lord and the power of His might carries with it the idea of being empowered. It is only when we are empowered by the Lord that we can do what He'd have us to do, that we can be faithful to Him. You know, I love the song, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace." But I'm telling you, there's so much distracting us. We're distracted by the world. We're distracted by people. We're distracted by everything in the world to keep us from serving God. But we better keep our eyes on Him. Then you need, as Moses challenged the people of God, "Thou shalt remember God. For when you forget Him, sin is going to take you to the place. It's going to capture your mind, your soul, and your heart. You're going to once again become enslaved, be of no use to God, because you've taken your eyes off of Him." I don't have a list. I don't feel led to make a list at my age. Wouldn't matter anyway. You know how much longer I'd be. But I tell you, if I made a list today... By the way, I could have made a list. I started this church 29 years ago. I can think of a list in my mind of people that were sold out, on fire, doing what God would have them to do. You said, "What happened?" I think they forgot. They forgot that Jesus personally saved them. They forgot that Jesus sustained them. They forgot that Jesus would powerfully strengthen them if they put their trust in Him. And today, with Moses, I say, "Thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman, but thou hast been redeemed by God."
Do you remember a time in your life before you met Christ? Have you taken time recently to praise God for bringing you to where you are today? Perhaps you are listening today and living without Christ. We encourage you to accept Him today. We would love to help you in your faith walk. Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.